All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Thursday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is going to be brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. The start of the school year is just days away. A new principal will be on hand to meet and greet Kingston Elementary School students. The district's Board of Education approved hiring Heather Slay as the next principal to replace Josh Campbell. He resigned to take the junior-senior assistant principal at the Carroll Community Schools. Slay, who is from St. Charles, started her career as an elementary teacher before transitioning to being a middle school teacher. From there, she served as dean of students for 6th to 12th grade students. She eventually moved into administration as a principal of both the virtual school and elementary. Also, Jeffrey York is the new superintendent. He was superintendent at the Hale Area School District before being hired in Kingston in June. The Huron County Road Commission says work is scheduled to begin Thursday, August 18th. Okay, that's a couple days ago. On Kindy Road, also known as Main Street, from M53 to Crockard Road. The project covers just over 1 mile and includes milling and new asphalt, along with aggregate shoulder work and updated pavement markings. Officials say the improvements are intended to provide a smoother driving surface and extend the life of the existing roadway. Traffic will remain open during construction, with flaggers directing motorists through the work zone. Drivers should use caution and expect some delays. And Deckerville junior-senior high school students will see new restrictions on cell phones and other personal electronic devices when they return for the school year. Deckerville Community Schools says students in grades 7 and 8 will follow a bell-to-bell policy with no access to personal electronic devices from 8:05 a.m. until 3 p.m. Devices must be turned off or silenced and stored in lockers and generally should not be carried during the school day. High school students in grades 9 through 12 will have more limited access. They may use personal electronic devices during their assigned lunch period, but devices must remain off or silenced and stored in lockers during classes and passing time. The policy covers cell phones and smartphones, communication-enabled smartwatches, wireless earbuds and headphones, personal tablets and laptops, and other devices capable of messaging, accessing the internet, or playing media. The district lists exceptions for teacher-approved instructional use, medical needs, and personal laptops used by students taking dual enrollment classes. The changes come as Michigan schools begin complying with a new statewide requirement for the 26-27 school year. State law requires public school districts and academies to prohibit students from using wireless communication devices during instructional time while allowing districts to impose additional restrictions. The law also requires exceptions for certain medical, educational, special education, and emergency situations. Deckerville says the goal of its new policy is straightforward: reduce distractions and keep students present, engaged, and ready to learn. We'll be right back.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors in Caro. It's summertime, and that brings the hottest deals on a new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram from More Motors. Summer life gets busy. The kids want ice cream. The dogs want to go for a ride. And your friends need help moving a couch that they swear is not heavy, just awkward. Having the right vehicle for your life is a big deal.
More Motors.
That's why people come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars at More Motors. We are the Thumb's number one dealer of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram all under one roof. I've become known as the King of Cars because I've been helping people find the right vehicle for over 30 years. And it all starts with a conversation. Tell me what you need, your budget, and what you want out of your next ride, and I'll show you the best options on the lot. At More Motors of Caro, we've been providing award-winning customer service for over six decades. If you're looking for the best deal on your next Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, come see the King of Cars of the Thumb. You deserve a stress-free car shopping experience, so come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, at More Motors of Caro, and see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro for over 61 years.
All right, and with plenty of yard work, hiking, and other outdoor activities still underway, health experts are reminding Michigan residents to watch for poison ivy. The plant contains an oil that can trigger an allergic skin reaction. The American Skin Association estimates about 85% of people are allergic to poison ivy, poison oak, or poison sumac, with as many as 50 million Americans affected by poison ivy each year. Exposure can happen during routine activities such as pulling weeds, walking a dog, or spending time in a park. The irritating plant oil can also remain on clothing, pets, gardening equipment, and other objects that have touched the plant. Health experts recommend washing exposed skin and contaminated items as soon as possible after contact. Calamine lotion or hydrocortisone cream can help relieve itching, and a poison ivy rash can take 1 to 3 weeks to completely clear. The rash itself is not contagious and cannot be passed from one person to another. However, medical attention is recommended when a reaction involves the face or becomes severe. And finally, Michigan drivers can expect increased enforcement on the roads heading into the Labor Day holiday. Michigan State Police and other law enforcement agencies are taking part in the statewide, quote, Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign through September 7th. The effort is aimed at reducing crashes involving drivers impaired by alcohol or drugs. State data shows Michigan recorded 1,002 fatal crashes last year, with more than 44% involving alcohol or drug impairment. Officials say impairment-related driving deaths declined between 24 and 25. The Labor Day period remains a particular concern. From 2021 through 25, 46 fatal crashes were reported in Michigan over Labor Day weekends. Nearly 4 in 10 involved alcohol or drugs. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning is reminding anyone who plans to drink alcohol or use other impairing substances to arrange for a sober ride rather than getting behind the wheel. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.